Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Shabbat Haggadol, the great Sabbath that precedes the Passover festival. It's Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022, and it's Nisan 8. The day that we honor this is usually 4 days before Pesach, so it's Nisan 10. But this happens to be a Monday this year, so we always observe on the Saturday that precedes the Passover festival. And as we learn, the Passover festival is next week on Friday, starts on Friday evening. It's a very holy season to look up to Yah. There are various biblical histories that have occurred on this day of Passover, which most people don't know about. Nothing has ever happened on Easter that is special, except in the kingdom of darkness. But on the calendar of the Most High God, there's no such thing as Good Friday or Easter or Monday, Thursday or Holy Week that is dedicated to paganism. So this week will be classed as, you know, the beginning of Holy Week, but Holy Week in the sense of the holiness of the Most High God, not the paganism of the Roman Catholic Church and all the daughters of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, today we are honoring the riding on the triumphal entry of Yahushua HaMashiach into Jerusalem on the donkey. Remember, he rode as the lamb who had been selected by Israel to be slain for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Now, you know, as we know in Exodus chapter 12, it says that we select the lamb on the 10th day. Then the lamb is inspected from the 11th day to the 13th day to ensure that it's the correct lamb. During this season, Yahushua HaMashiach was spending time giving parables, and there was a lot of questioning in the temple courts. He was questioned a lot about whether he is God, he should tell us, whether he is the Son of God, he should tell us. There were many questions, you know, from the 11th day of Nisan or Aviv to the 13th day of Nisan or Aviv, posed at him during this season. And he had to use wisdom to answer them. And then on the 14th day, the lamb was sacrificed at twilight, and so was Yahushua HaMashiach. So in honor of this day, I wish to read a few quotations from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. Let's first of all read Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11. But before we do that, I feel led to sing a song. Hold on. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Hallelujah, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King. Hallelujah, here he comes. Follow the Master, for he comes to save us all. Here he comes. Follow the Master, for he comes to save us all. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They came running down the street, so excited were the children as they came, singing blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They came running down the street, so excited were the children as they came, Singing the children came with olive branches. They tried to touch him as he came, for they loved him, they believed him, and they followed him to Jerusalem. The children came with olive branches. They tried to touch him as he came, for they loved him, they believed him, and they followed him to Jerusalem. Sing him praise all over days, blessings on him forever. Sing him praise all over days, for his name is Wonder Counselor. Sing him praise all over days, blessings on him forever. Sing him praise all over days, for his name is Wonder Counselor. Sing him praise all over days, blessings on him forever. Sing him praise all over days, for his name is Wonder Counselor. Sing him praise all over days, blessings on him forever. Sing him praise all over days, for his name is Wonder Counselor. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. That's a very wonderful song that we used to sing on Palm Sunday in high school. It's very appropriate for this season that is called Palm Saturday, the triumphal entry of Yahushua HaMashiach into Yerushalayim on a donkey. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He is wonderful. Great is He, who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He is wonderful. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And Lord, we lift up your name. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise, with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, oh yeah, be exalted, oh yeah, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Shalom, brethren. So we were going to read Matthew 21 verse 1 to 11, which says, when they came near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Yahushua HaMashiach sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village that is opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. So a donkey is feminine and a colt is masculine. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord He needs them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken through the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the masculinity of a donkey. The disciples went and did just as Yahushua commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The multitudes who went in front of them and those who followed kept shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred up, saying, who is this? The multitude said, this is the prophet Yahushua from Nazareth of Galilee. So it's interesting that they call him the prophet. And I guess that's why the Romans used that to deceive the Muslims, that Yahushua is just a prophet and not anything else. Anyhow, I'm also reminded of the fact that after, you remember I said that from the 11th to the 13th day of Nisan, that those were the days when Yahushua was examined as to whether he was the correct lamb to be slain for Israel. One of the things that he was questioned about, which is not clearly stated in the Gospels, is the issue of the fact that King David calls the person that would come as the Messiah Lord. So how can David call him Lord and yet he's the son of David? I find what Yahushua answered quite confusing. I don't even want to go into it today, but I just find it interesting. Anyway, let's just read it. It's to do with Psalm 2. As Yahushua was teaching in the temple, he posed to them, "How can it be, as the scribes assert, that the Messiah will be a son of David? In the book of Psalms, David proclaims through divine inspiration, 'The Lord has said unto my Lord, sit here to my right until I make your enemies a stool for your feet.'" Now, if none other than David calls him Lord, the Messiah, where do you get that he is his son? And when the Pharisees had assembled there, Yahushua asked them this question: "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he supposed to be?" And they answered, "David's." Yahushua therefore questioned them, "How is it that in spirit David calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit here to my right until I place your enemies beneath your feet'? If David himself calls him Lord, therefore how then can he be his son?" And the great crowd took enormous pleasure in hearing him. None could respond with even a word, nor did anyone risk questioning him from that day forward. So he answers them in a clever manner, but this brings me to Ron Wyatt's archaeological findings of the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Once again, I have shared this repeatedly through audios, and it's on our website, whereby archaeologist Ron Wyatt found the place where the Ark of the Covenant was hidden, and he found the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach fresh as the day it had fallen onto it, and then took a sample and had it examined in the labs of Israel. The result of that blood sample was that the person whose blood this was had an earthly mother, because obviously he was born, you know, through Miriam. However, he's the father that he has, so the DNA of his father the DNA of his father is not earthly, so it's not an earthly kind of DNA. It only had one chromosome, whereas with Miriam's chromosomes as a mother, I think there were 23. I think it's meant to be 23 per parent. So that really was a major giveaway that he may have come through the lineage of Miriam, which was through Miriam, but he's not necessarily the son of David or even the son of man. He is not the son of man, as I always say. I've tried my best to get this word out, that Yahushua hates being called the son of man, and so do his parents, Abba Yahweh, who's known as Yahweh, and Shekinah Glory, who is God the Mother, also known as the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh. So he was conceived as the word of Yah in Miriam's womb and born as the light of the world. Hallelujah. So no blood was spilled when Miriam pushed Yahushua out of her vagina. She didn't experience any pain either, because she gave birth to the light. She didn't give birth to flesh. It was after Yahushua was born that the flesh was built onto him. And that's why he said to the disciples on Mount Olives, that ask me every question you need to ask me before I take off this flesh body. He said that especially to Bartholomew is recorded in the book of Gospel of Bartholomew, where he says that to the disciples. I think they may not have been in the Mount of Olives, actually. They may have been in a room somewhere in Jerusalem, maybe the upper room. So, I've diverted a lot now. I have forgotten what I was trying to say. But yeah, I think I was trying to say that Yahushua HaMashiach is not the son of David, and that's why he was fit. He was fit to be the Lamb of Yah slain for us. He wasn't born as a human. He was born as the light of the world, but somehow he was able to take on human qualities. He was able to take on the human flesh and human qualities so as to become the perfect sacrifice for us. So he was fully God and fully man, but now he is fully God, and that's it, nothing more. We obviously look like him because we are made in his image, but it doesn't mean he is a man, and that's why he cannot be the son of man. We just call him the son of David, but it's not something that really pleases him. So yes, he was questioned quite a lot within this season of waiting to do the Passover sacrifice. And Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9 is the prophet who is quoted in verse 5. I don't know why they don't say his name. You have to know him, you know. You just have to know that he's the one being quoted. I had to research anyway to know that he's the one being quoted. He says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and having salvation, Yahushua, lowly and riding on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So you can see that the name Yahushua is all over the Old Testament. Wherever you see the word salvation in the Hebrew Bible, the word there is Yahushua, not salvation. Wherever you see the word deliver, wherever you see the word redeem, they write the name Yahushua there. Now, these were the blessings that were said. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh. Blessed is the King of Israel. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our Father David. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. It's interesting that people were led to put their clothes and palm branches on the floor for Yahushua to walk on. It's very much related to Sukkot, as I said earlier, because that's what we are going to do in the future. Remember, this is the month of kings and kingship. In this month, Yahushua was crowned with thorns. So the crown of thorns, a very painful crown on his skull, on his head, which pierced through to his skull. It made blood to flow from his head, from the crown of his head, down to his chin and the rest of his body. So this is the month of the crowning of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And also the month of Sukkot, which is the month of his birth, is the month of the crowning of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So the main focus of crowning in the month of Tishrei, which is the month of the birth of Yahushua, is Yahweh. But at the same time, we also crown Yahushua and Shekinah glory. And in the month of the death of Yahushua is also a month of crowning. And indeed, that's one of the reasons why Yahweh chose to bless Jacob in this month, because Jacob became a king. Even at his funeral, various people attended, same as Abraham. He was a very special person in Canaan and in Egypt. Not just the children of Israel attended his funeral, but also also other people from Egypt and elsewhere, just like it was for Abraham when Abraham had died. And I learned a secret that when Jacob died, well, he had already taught his children to know how to stand. So when it was time to organize themselves in their camp in the desert, they did exactly that. Okay, I need to stop here for now. Shabbat shalom, brethren.